It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick, and we have Sharon, Captain Sharon Jackson, over in the captain chair over there. How are you doing, Sharon?
Thanks. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. The weather's getting a little bit warmer. It's kind of nice out there.
I know. Well, you know, the sun, it makes all the difference in the world.
I know. It could be like, 30 below. As long as there's sun, it feels good.
Seriously. It's like, I was very surprised to see that it's still 39 degrees out there. I couldn't even believe it. Well, it's actually like 41 now.
But yeah, but it feels like 60.
It does.
It does.
It makes a huge difference.
So how things been going with you?
They're good. It's Friday.
Fish Friday. It's lentil season. It's Fish Friday.
This is huge.
Yeah, we're doing a bang-up job at the Chef Nick's Eatery over there on Randolph in Winfield.
You're selling a lot of fish sandwiches?
We're selling a lot of battered cod, and the way I make my batter is I put the beer in. I use Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. I just throwback it. I don't know. And then I put ouzo in there, too.
You're kind of a retro type of guy.
I am. Well, when you're almost 60, you got to be retro. I mean, that's the only way you stay feeling young.
Yeah, so
we're doing a great job with that. Great job with some shrimp and some Alfredos with shrimp.
So Pabst Blue Ribbon beer with some battered cod with ouzo.
Yeah.
And that's pasta.
We call it beerzo batter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come on over.
Dip cod, fried fresh with some fries and coleslaw. It's a great deal.
Yum.
Yeah. But, today, because we're
catch it yourself?
No, that's why we brought Rob here.
Rob does.
Rob catches all the fish because he's over there in Valparaiso and they got the Finger Lakes. He's out there with his little fishing pole, his net. He's got a spear and a blow dart, too.
He knows what he's doing.
When I was in Greece, we used to catch shrimp and we used to sit there and spear them by the shore and stuff like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to get ready for lentil season.
Yes, we are.
So we're going to bring you a lot of information about seafood and how to prepare it. And we got a place that kind of puts together for you so you can take it home and have that nice aroma in your house and heat up the ovens on a cold day and just enjoy the seafood season.
You'll feel like you're on vacation.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to take a boat to go visit Rob McGowan.
Let's head out there.
And we're going to go out to Valparaiso. So, folks, I want you to join us. 769-9577, 769-9577. You're joining us on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And we want you to call in because Rob McGowan has gift cards for you.
There we go. The boat.
There's that boat. I can hear all that water. Any fish popping around?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, if you're going down Turkey Creek or stuff, it's probably just a bunch of carp. But Rob doesn't have carp.
No.
He has some good seafood. Tasty seafood.
The good stuff.
You're a good boat driver. You got your life preserver on?
Absolutely.
That's why they call you.
Oh, wait. No, I don't. I forgot that.
Your headphones don't count. That's why they call you Captain Sharon Jackson.
Hey, I am the total captain.
There you go.
I can drive a boat. I can drive a plane.
You can drive it all.
I can drive a truck.
Helicopter? I salute you.
I thank you. Yeah, I went to flight school. I really did.
I know you did.
Yeah.
So we're here at McGowan & Sons Seafood and Provisions out of Valparaiso. You got to tie it off? You know any sailor knots or anything like that? Special knotting. I bet Rob did. Rob, you know how to tie off some seafood knots? Or
sure. Two half inches ties up your boat.
Whatever that meant.
Right. You said seafood knots?
I don't know. Knots that sailors use, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
like a sheep shank or something.
So today, folks, we have Rob McGowan on. He's from McGowan & Sons Seafoods and Provisions. And when we're talking provisions, we're not talking lifesavers or, fishing poles or anything like that. We're talking about things that help you cook your seafood and make it better and tastier. Right, Rob?
That's right.
Thanks for joining us. Rob's busy. It's lentil season, and he's here today to talk about seafood and what you can get at his establishment in Valparaiso, and that's McGowan & Sons Seafood and Provisions. Last time you were here was September 27th of 19. See, the virus,
days.
Yes, the before days when, we're all sipping out each other's cups. And
it was when? When was he last year?
He was September 27th of 19. We all
felt like yesterday.
I know. We all, lost a year somehow.
It's crazy.
We all lost that 2020 year. So now we're in 2021, and we got Rob here. So, Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, you guys, both for having me on.
Oh.
Excited to talk to you guys about things we've been doing, things that are coming up, and talk about fish.
So everyone knows out there that next Friday is Good Friday. So we're right in the heart of the lentil season. And we want to give you some good ideas and what you can get from your place and maybe how you handle your fish, how you look at fish, how you know if it's fresh or not. Give us a little background about yourself first.
Well, my wife and I opened up McGowan & Sons in May of 2019.
Right before we had you the first time. So you were fresh that time, like fresh seafood.
Yep. my background is I've been in the restaurant business as a cook and a chef for, 30 years now probably. Mm-hmm. And we moved, my wife's originally from the area. We moved back here in 2005 and had another business, a trucking business, and we sold that and wanted to do something that we really loved. And thank you. And we absolutely, we love entertaining, we love eating and cooking, and so the fish market was a perfect idea.
Where were you brought up in?
I grew up in Wisconsin.
Okay.
In a town called Fort Atkinson. And then,
were you by water?
Not there, but I moved out to San Diego.
Okay.
In the early 2000s, and got to deal with the fresh stuff out there. So,
you have a background in restaurants, which what you're doing is basically like a restaurant, but you're helping people out in a different way. What made you decide seafood instead of, say, steaks or burgers like I do?
Sure. Well, we've got two boys, the sons in McGowan & Sons, and they
what are their names?
Rob and James.
Okay. How you guys doing?
How you guys do? Hope you guys are doing well. they really developed a taste for fresh fish and seafood, much like Leslie and I have, and we found ourselves driving into, to Chicago to the fish markets about once a month to pick up things, and then we kind of looked around in Valparaiso area, and there was nothing like that where people are bringing in fresh stuff every single day for sale. So that's what
we do. I'm going to chime in on that because you're right. In this area, you cannot find a fresh seafood market. You have to drive into Chicago to find anything that's fresh seafood. Mm-hmm. And when I grew up in Gary, they were all over the place. I remember going to markets and there's seafood on ice and, like you said, snappers, this and that. But that's all kind of went away. I think it's because the grocery stores kind of tried to take that market away. But there's a difference between them and you. And the big difference is you guys deal with everything is fresh.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have deliveries.
Nothing frozen.
The only thing that we have that's frozen are things like the shrimp and the crab and lobster tails that you have to freeze. Those are mostly frozen on the vessels that they catch them on or immediately when they get to shore because they last about 3 or 4 hours out of the water before they start
deteriorating.
Going the bad way, right.
Who do you got online there, Sharon?
Yeah, Candy from Valpo.
Hi, Candy. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
I used to work with a Candy, too, from Costas Foods out in Valparaiso. She was the manager.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay.
I just had a question about, I know I love fresh fish. That's why I like to go to your place and get your fresh fish. It always tastes so wonderful. But today, I want to go get some fish, but I won't be able to eat it till tomorrow. And I want to know, when I store it in the refrigerator, should I keep it wrapped the way you wrap it up, or should I season it first and then put it back in the refrigerator?
You should definitely keep it the way we have it packaged until you're going to cook it. Fish is a little different than like beef or pork, where as soon as you start hitting it with salt or any kind of seasonings, or especially a lemon or lime juice or any kind of acid, mm-hmm. it's gonna start cooking. Frankly,
mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah. And if you were, the things you buy from our store today are absolutely fine. Tomorrow, they're obviously going to be even fresher if you do them tonight, but. We tell all of our customers, cook your fish that you get today or tomorrow, because we get fresh deliveries in every day, and no sense in keeping something in the fridge for 3 days when you can just come back to the store and get fresh.
So, Candy, you said you visit there frequently?
Yes, I go in there. I love your lentil specials, but I'm not getting the lentil special today.
So what are you going to get today? We want to know.
Well, if you have any cod left, I was going to get cod, but I already was going to make that today and then get another fish for tomorrow.
Great.
But I don't know what fish I'm going to get for tomorrow.
What do you recommend?
It would be nice if you have it.
Gosh, we've got some great grouper that came in today. We've got some Caribbean red snapper that came in. There's some,
that sounds good.
Yeah, some mahi-mahi. I'll just, you know, everyone in the store really is fairly, they're really knowledgeable about the best ways to prepare them. So a lot of it will depend on if you want to grill, if you want to do it in the oven. We can give you some tips on what will work for you.
Okay, I was going to do it in the oven. Bake it in the oven, not
sure.
Broil it.
Sure.
Should I broil it?
It just depends on what you're gonna get.
I mean, that fish will be good for Sunday, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we got everything in. We got everything in today.
You know, only reason I say it is because Sunday's supposed to be nice, where you can actually torch up that grill outside and actually grill that fish out there.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. That really would be.
So
it's going to be nice. Maybe I will do that.
Well, you know what? Since you called in, we got a gift card to McGowan's and Sons Seafood and Provisions out of Valparaiso.
Mm-hmm.
But real fast, Rob, if she was to grill that on the grill, what fish would you recommend and what would you do to it before you put it on the grill?
A couple of my favorites on the grill are our Chilean sea bass.
Mm.
I also really like mahi-mahi and grouper on the grill. And with all of those, we make a bunch of different, we make our own spice blends and marinades in the store. One of my favorites to do, especially with a Chilean sea bass, is a ginger tamari glaze / marinade that we make. And
that sounds good.
Yeah, marinate that for about 45 minutes before you put it on the grill, and put it on the grill skin side down, covered for about 10 to 12 minutes, depending how thick it is, and you're going to be
mm-hmm.
happy. How about scoring the skin? The, you know, like if you're doing a whole red lobster, do you recommend, if you're grilling, scoring the meat a little
bit?
I see that something where they score it and then season. I don't know if that.
Yeah, if you're going to do a whole fish like a red snapper or a branzino or a, I guess even a trout, you could do this on the grill. Yeah, you want to do a real light, take your knife, very shallow cuts on the skin,
mm-hmm.
and that helps crisp it up and helps whatever you know. If you put salt or any kind of a rub on the outside of it, that helps it penetrate the fish and it keeps it kind of from curling up on you too.
So. Was that enough information there? Get you going for this weekend?
Yes. I'm glad he mentioned that about the crisping of the skin. Sometimes I have a difficulty with that. It doesn't get crisp enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he say again to do?
Just take a knife and kind of cut through the skin, through the skin. You don't want to go real deep into the meat or anything. So this way it doesn't curl up. And then when you're cooking, the heat gets under the skin. And it kind of cooks on both sides, so it gets a little bit crispy for you.
And if you're going to grill it, you definitely want to make sure your grill is scraped really clean, and then rub a little oil onto the grill, and that'll give you a nice crispy skin, and hopefully won't stick.
That's good. Well, I'm going to do that then.
Thanks for calling in, Candy.
Thanks, Candy.
Well, thank you.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much for answering my questions. Uh-huh. You too.
Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift card from McGowan & Sons Seafood and Provisions. Is there, you know, when I do steak, I always have my basic blend. You know, I like to use sea salt. I like to use cracked pepper, a little garlic, a little onion. Is there like just always a go-to mixture that you have for seafood, or is every fish you'd kind of deal with differently?
You know, I think really the first time you're trying a new fish, I just go salt, and then I like to do a little bit of white pepper. And I even mix a little blade mace ground up in with my white pepper.
What was that?
Blade mace.
And what is blade mace like mace?
Yeah. So
blade, like a nutmeg flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. Mace is the outside hull of the nutmeg.
Right.
And the blade mace is just.
Go ahead.
A blade mace is just it's not ground up. It's just the kind of the big piece on the outside. So we have a spice grinder in the store. We grind a little bit of that up. Anyway, I feel like. Just salt and pepper the first time out so you can really taste what the fish tastes like.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, we make a jerk rub that's awesome. We make a blackening seasoning. We have a couple different marinades and glazes to go on. And but I always recommend to people the first time out just go.
So I never heard about using mace. And for the people out there, mace has got the nutmeg flavor, but it's so much stronger. It's like a concentrate of nutmeg. So when you use that, use a little bit of it.
Yeah, and even with I blend in maybe, an eighth of a teaspoon in with a quarter of a cup of of peppercorns when we grind them up. So there's just that little hint of it, but it really kind of...
So what you're saying is get introduced to the fish first, what you want, and then experiment, and then have fun with it.
Yeah, that's what, especially if you're unfamiliar with how something tastes, but you know, there's plenty of, nothing wrong with jumping right into a nice piece of blackened grouper or, you know, jerk rubbed mahi on the grill first time out too. That's, that's good. Now I'm getting hungry.
Now you're getting hungry.
And I've skipped lunch. So.
You sound like me. All I had was a half a turkey sandwich today. So why don't you explain to everyone how your business model works, how it all works when you go in the store, what are they going to see?
So when you walk in the front doors, we've got a beautiful fish case. You'll see all of our fresh, you know, our fresh fish is out. We have oysters. We have shrimp. We also have a deli case where we make different – we kind of have a rotating schedule of salads. So we have usually 4 to 6 salads in the case that we make in-house every day. We make we have soups that we make. We make the stocks from scratch and with different soups every day. So you'll see those. So you can get yourself, you know, you can get yourself a nice lunch to go just out of the deli case. The other thing you'll see right when you walk in is we've got the provisions part of our business. We've got Leslie does a great job really sourcing out unique like things that'll help you cook, like you mentioned before. Like we have some utensils. We have a lot of
something to devein a shrimp.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got we don't actually have a knife for that,
right?
but we've got a lot of spice blends.
Okay.
We've got a lot of you know, kind of some harder to find things like some like smoked shoyus and mirin, some different vinegars.
You mean like the seaweed wraps?
Yep.
Stuff
yep.
like that.
Exactly.
You got somebody on the line, Sharon?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We do. Chris Brown with his daughter Alina from Valpo.
Hi. How you doing, Chris?
Doing just fine. How are you doing?
Where's Alina at? Is she on the phone?
Yeah.
What's going on, guys? So you have a question for our seafood monger here?
Yeah, Alina does. Go ahead, Alina.
So my parents have taken a cooking class for me before. Have you ever considered a cooking class for kids?
Absolutely.
Once you host those again?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that both my sons are really excited to get involved with that, and they've got a bunch of friends and that would like to do it. And yeah, we're really excited. Hopefully by summer. We'll have opened up the back for cooking classes. Alina, what kind of things would you want to learn how to cook?
And don't say fish sticks.
Oh, we can do fish sticks.
Come on, we want to get more interesting. Go ahead. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That shrimp you made when you came over to our house.
Yeah, okay, I can absolutely show you how to do that. We did a great, the Browns have a really awesome backyard fire pit, and came over after work with, we busted out a cast iron skillet and some shrimp with some wine and a little butter, and
it was almost like a scampi?
Yeah, a little garlic and shallots and some lemon zest. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I agree with you, and Chris. I mean, I like a little bit when I saute my fish. I like a little wine in there.
Mm-hmm.
I love to deglaze the pan with wine. So, what kind of fish do you like?
Oh man, I am a equal opportunity. I like it all, but if, especially you know, Rob's got some great grouper. I think at the shop that we've had before. And the salmon is a big crowd pleaser here at our house.
So you guys eat a lot of seafood?
I would say we're pretty regular. Yeah, I mean, I'd say you know once a week, maybe maybe twice if my wife allows us.
Well, what we're gonna do is Rob's got a gift card that we're gonna send out to you.
Oh, cool.
And so it'll give you an extra day of seafood at your house.
That's perfect.
Fantastic.
So I want to thank you guys both for calling in.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
I'll see you guys soon.
769-9577, 769-9577.
So I'm really curious about, you know, how to make ceviche, how you do that.
Did you have some?
Delicious. I did. Everything
and we're
going to
talk.
Well,
let's talk about your stuff after you tell her how to make ceviche.
Sure, sure. So ceviche is a preparation you want to use. Obviously, get the very freshest fish you can, and you actually cook the ceviche not with heat, but with acid. So this batch that I made, we did some snapper and some diver scallops, some dry pack diver scallops. And then we used lime juice. And
that's your acid.
Yep. And then I also supremed up some orange and grapefruit in there. That added a little bit of acid to it. And a little bit of onion and some garlic and tomatoes. I think I put a chili pepper in there and some cilantro.
And how long would you let it pickle, basically?
Yeah. So, well, the snapper came in this morning at 9 o'clock. So as soon as that thing came off the truck, I was skinning and chopping it up and getting ready to go. So it is right, I feel like, just when we ate it, about, mm-hmm. you know, it was about 6 hours about.
That's what you think. So yeah.
Ideally overnight, I think, to.
So what kind of seafoods, what kind of fishes do you look for when you make the ceviche? I mean, you can't make it out of trout, can you? You look for more like tender whitefish, or what do you?
I think you want something that's going to not come apart on you for sure. So like a flounder or a cod probably, or a walleye. Well, walleye's freshwater.
Yeah.
You wouldn't probably wouldn't want to go that route. So you want something that's going to be fairly firm when you cook it. I really like doing it with snapper. You can do it with shrimp. You mm-hmm. can do it with scallops. Those are my go-tos for sure.
And those are the ones I usually see. I usually see like bay scallops, mm-hmm. you know, or
I got a little fancy for you guys this time. I put the diver scallops in there.
I don't even know what a diver scallop is.
Oh, they're the big sea scallops uh-huh. that are dry packed.
Okay.
And so they're not packed in any kind of water or frozen or any kind of chemical preservatives. So
they're delicious.
They're real good. Aren't they?
Oh, my gosh.
When I told Sharon that you got ceviche and
sushi,
the whole place went, the whole place woke up.
Berserk.
You know, folks don't realize in the radio land, sometimes, you know, we're all kind of just doing our work in front of the computers and typing out, and then I said ceviche.
And then you guys come and brighten my day.
Yes,
well, happy to do it. You look over.
Yeah, awesome.
There's nothing hardly left over there.
I see that.
And you only put it out probably 10 minutes ago. Who do you got on the line?
We have Tabitha from Gary.
Hi, Tabitha.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. You got a question for Rob from McGowan's and Sons Seafoods and Provisions out of Valparaiso?
I do. How close are you to Gary?
So we're on the west side of, I guess, the north and west side of Valparaiso. We're just off of 49. So if you turn on 500 or Burlington Beach off of 49, we're about, we're probably a half mile just past Calumet.
Okay, good. So, my question for you is, do you have wild caught fish?
Yes. Actually, nearly all of our fish is wild caught. The things that are not wild caught, I guess we can't technically say they're wild caught. They're harbor caught or harbor aquacultured. So, for instance,
is that farm raised? Is that the same as saying farm raised?
It is, but they're not packed into a pen and being fed pellets and antibiotics. Right. Like, for instance, the Black's Harbor salmon that we sell is really popular, and that's raised in Black's Harbor is this massive bay that empties into the Atlantic Ocean in New Brunswick, Canada.
Okay.
And they have a big net over the mouth of the harbor. So the salmon live in their natural environment, and they're doing their thing, and it just keeps predators out and keeps it easy for them to.
It's a natural farm.
Yeah.
It's not like you said, they're feeding it or.
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you call that type of environment?
I would call it harbor raised or
harbor raised.
Yeah, or aquacultured. But for the most part, you know, really, I would say 95% of the things in our fish case are all just wild caught, you know, open ocean or like the Gulf shrimp that we have are wild caught, which I think makes a huge difference in the flavor of those as opposed to, you know, things that are farmed and taste like the pellets they ate.
So Tabitha, what kind of seafood do you like to eat?
I eat a lot of salmon and I eat a whiting.
A whiting. Now, are there different kinds of salmons?
Yeah.
Do you carry different ones?
Yeah, in fact, we've got three different kinds of salmon in the store. We've got the Black's Harbor salmon I mentioned, which is a Canadian salmon from New Brunswick, Canada. We've got Faroe Island salmon, which is an Atlantic salmon, and that's from the Faroe Islands, are kind of in between Norway and Greenland. And then we also got a really rich sushi. Well, all of them are sushi grade, but the Ora King salmon, that's what's on the sushi tray over there. That's from New Zealand. So they kind of go in order from richness to mildness, I guess. I would say the Ora King, the Black's Harbor, and the Faroe Island is probably the cleanest and the least fatty and most mild.
Which one is the most mild?
The Faroe Island.
Oh, and that's the one you brought?
No, I brought the Ora King, which is the that's kind of our Cadillac salmon.
It's, nice.
Yeah, we
you're showing off.
Yeah, we definitely recommend that when you're doing something raw.
So Tabitha, do you like sushi?
I do not.
Okay, I was going to say he brought some great sushi here and some salmon and some tuna too, didn't you?
Yeah, there's some tuna over there. Yeah, I think both the Faroe Island and the Black's Harbor are excellent for pan searing and for grilling and all those things. So, and we have those pretty much every day. Those are a couple of our standard things that
So Tabitha, real quick, how do you like your salmon cooked?
Most of the time, either pan seared or on the grill, of course, or for the most part. Lazy days. I'm a pescatarian, so I eat fish almost every day.
Oh, wow.
Just fish or beans. So on my lazy days, I just throw it in the oven.
Okay. So what we're going to do, Tabitha, is Rob from McGowan & Sons out of Valparaiso is going to send you a gift card to his operation. So you can get fresh salmon. How's that?
Yes, I love it. Love it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
We'll look forward to seeing you down there, Tabitha. Thanks.
Okay.
So, go ahead, Sharon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got some salmon. I found that I liked the salmon with more fat in it. I thought that was just better. It seemed less. I got this other salmon. It was a little bit flatter, and it didn't look like it had any fat in it, and it tasted a little gamier.
Sure. One of the things that salmon is, great about is it's very healthy for you, and the fattier the salmon, the more of the omega-3s are one of the nutrients in there that help you with all kinds of things, I guess.
Yeah.
It helps me.
Yeah, right.
You ever hear of Copper River salmon?
Yes. And
that's, really hard to get?
I sure hope that the harvest is better this year. The last 2 years, the wild Copper River things run from about May to July. So that's coming up. The last 2 years... We didn't really bring any in last year because the harvest was really bad and it was difficult to get and frightfully expensive. Hoping for better stuff this year, but yeah, there's a lot of great things on the horizon here with spring that I'm really excited about.
I think we all are. We're all waiting for spring and summer.
Yeah, right.
We're sitting here with Rob from McGowan and Sons and Seafood Provisions out of Valparaiso. We want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call, ask Rob a seafood question, and Rob will send you out a gift card out to McGowan and Sons Seafood and Provisions. I have a question for you. Does it matter on the flavor of the fish if it comes from, let me put it this way. You always hear about cold water lobster and warm water lobster. What does the water have to do with it?
Well, for one thing,
flavor.
Yeah, for one thing, colder fish that come from colder waters generally have more fat and oil.
Okay.
So, I think warmer water fish, especially if they're near the surface, they can get a little almost muddy tasting.
Oh,
is the best. I mean, those are the sort of things that, We make sure in the store that we're carrying everything that we carry is really clean tasting.
And,
I would say that the other big thing is with warmer water fish, things like mahi mahi and with grouper, you definitely want to cook those up to 145 or 150 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Cold water fish is more suitable for
like the ceviche.
Yeah, for ceviche or for eating raw.
Okay.
Salmon, tuna,
you always hear about African lobster tails. Is that overrated or is that really a good lobster tail?
Well,
and I would think being down in Africa, the waters are warmer, but I'm
probably
wrong.
I think that those are South African. So they're practically in Antarctica.
I see what you're saying.
It just depends on your preference. Leslie and I, when we were living in California, we would take trips during spiny lobster season down to the Baja and eat the spiny lobster season is in end of November for a couple weeks, and it just, they bring them in, and those are a warm water lobster tail. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. My preference is the cold water Canadians.
Yeah.
But they're both great.
Sharon, my son bought the other day, it's called a Russian king crab. Is there such a thing?
Yes.
And this thing, this one leg, I thought, I can eat that. Had so much meat in it.
Where did you get it?
One of the stores out here. And I was surprised. Do you carry something like
we
that?
We do.
These things are like...
So how long was it?
It like is half my body.
No way.
They're big. And you know what? And they're just so meaty.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's what we carry at the store. We carry...
Why even fight with the snow crab?
That's what I think, too. I think the snow crab is a little sweeter.
It is sweeter.
But you're right. You're working at it. It's, it's a... work for payoff, I guess, kind of thing.
Yeah,
with the snow crab, but the lobster or the colossal red king crab legs.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, that we carry. Man, those things. Yeah, the box is over 2 feet long, and each one of those things weighs between a pound and a pound and a half.
I guarantee, Sharon, if I got you one, you would not be able to finish it. I was eating it, and I'm the kind like. Go to these buffets, all you can eat snow crab, and just pile it on and stuff like that. And my son brought me one. I'm like, oh, this is nothing. You know what? I couldn't finish it.
It's so rich. Right?
I couldn't finish it. It was amazing.
Oh man, that sounds
great.
It's
just straight meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing that I would love to learn, I would just love to learn how to cook seafood and do what you're talking about. All these, spice combinations. Mm-hmm. And what is it, like the brines and things that you make to put
so
them in?
So they were alluded to classes. I know with the virus and everything like that, but you guys tell us a little bit about the classes that you want to probably get back into.
Sure.
And some of the events that you have coming up.
Sure.
Your wife, Leslie, I can tell she does a great job.
She does.
The website and what's the website?
It is www.mcgowanandsons, and it's all spelled out, .com.
And on that website, you'll see like their March events. They had events for St. Patrick's Day. They got something that's really cool about spring break. Why don't you go ahead and talk about that while I drink this alcohol and stuff?
Sure. Hey, real quick, before I do that, Sharon, I know you were asking about wanting to learn things. That's one of the things that was kind of one of our models right when we opened, and we're still doing this. We have little preparation cards, not necessarily recipes, but with every fish and every item we sell from the case, you can ask, we have a big stack of these things behind the counter about the best ways to prepare things, whether it's grilling or broiling or steaming or all those things. So
if you're doing raw.
Yep. If you're doing raw. Yeah. If you come in, we'll be able to take care of you.
A lot of people are like scared of seafood when it comes to cooking it and handling it.
Yeah.
They get all like nervous about it all.
Well, I think around here, it's most people have not had access to really good.
No,
fresh
we just eat.
Fish.
We just eat gyro salt.
How did you guys get into this? You and your wife Leslie. How did you get? And how did? I mean, it must have taken you a long time to get as good as you are and as knowledgeable as you are.
Well, thank you. We did. I have been a cook and a chef for a long, long time, and that's just one of the types of food we really love, and
you gravitated towards
it. We gravitated toward it, and it's what's really great is like you said, a lot of people don't really know the best ways to do a lot of cooking with fish and seafood, and it's fun for us to
give the knowledge out.
Yeah, to give the knowledge
it
out.
It is fun to give knowledge out.
Would you say it's a whole different kind of cooking? Maybe
I think it's actually if you can cook a steak,
right?
I think it's easier to cook
fish. It's faster.
Yeah, because you can really see how the fish is cooking, as opposed to a steak is just. You're poking at it in one color. A couple of things you talked about, our events we have coming up.
Right.
So spring break is next week for most, for my kids, I think for Valpo kids. So we're doing we've got a great spring break menu. Every day we're kind of taking you to a different location. So Florida, Jamaica, the Carolinas, Cancun, and Cabo San Lucas.
So tell us real quick. Tell us what we're going to get different days or different items?
Monday is Florida. This is our meal in a minute, call it. And so every day we've got a different meal kit where we do all the prep work for you. We have detailed instructions. You just come in.
So you're like Blue Bonnet. Sort of like that, or Blue Apron, or what is that kind of?
Sure, I think.
But it's fresher.
Yeah, I think
it's not delivered.
Yeah,
you come and get it.
The difference is that we can send you with a stock or a glaze or something that's liquid, where you're not going to get that delivered without paying.
You know, what else is cool is if they're stuck, they're going to call you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that
is that. Oh, that's an option.
Oh, sure.
People can call you.
People call. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. So for instance, Monday, we're doing a little Florida menu, and the meal is a grilled grouper, and I've been working on a Cuban mojo marinade and glaze for it, which is orange and lime, and it's not very spicy, but it's got a lot of flavor, some garlic and oregano and cumin, and I'm going to do a little black beans and rice with that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we're doing a Jamaican thing on Tuesday with jerk rubbed mahi and a little kind of a sweet potato and coconut stew.
And these are kits?
Yeah, they're all kits, and you can come in, and you know, we sell them for an individual serving or for two, or we can do it for five or however many you want. And
you have a different one every day of the week?
Every day of the week.
What do you got for Wednesday?
Yeah, so Wednesday, we're going to the Carolinas, so we're going to do some shrimp and grits, and one of my favorite salads, the kale with a pecan and roasted jalapeno vinaigrette.
Wow.
It's going to go with that. And then we're doing Cancun on Thursday, achiote rub snapper, and we're going to do a Mexican rice and a little citrus salsa. And then Friday is the ceviche that you guys have been snacking on, right? Uh-huh. And all week, since it's spring break, we've got some fantastic cocktail mixes that we're doing.
That was good.
Chef Nick is sipping on a little prickly pear margarita.
That was really good.
And we're doing that. We're going to do a hibiscus lime cooler also. And
is there alcohol in these?
No. So the mixes that we send out are non-alcoholic. So you can make it NA if you're not a drinker or the kids want to partake.
Well, you were nice to me. You put some alcohol in mine.
I put a little tequila in
there for
you.
I thought so. It tasted pretty good.
Yeah.
Excuse my ignorance. You guys have sit-in? Do you have sit-in in your place or no?
We don't at this time. We were talking before about what you'll see when you come in. Mm-hmm. We've also got kind of, as you step towards the back, you'll see my kitchen. We've got a big glass and kind of a nice glass window so you can kind of see what the magic happening back there. But we've also got a lot of really interesting wines. Leslie's curated a really good collection of things you can't find necessarily in stores. And as you kind of go back into our back room, we were doing, that's where our cooking classes were. That's where we were doing our wine tastings once a month or more. And then usually once a month I'd do a little pop-up dinner where we'd have a set menu and we could seat probably about 20, 24 people pretty comfortably in there. That was, again, in the before times. I think now, as we, you know, we're going to try to kind of see what happens with, you know, bring your bubble of six people or so, and we'll try to do something like that. And that's, again, you know, as soon as we can, we're anxious to do that. In the back, we don't at this time have sit-down dining. We do, the party space is beautiful, and we rent it out for private events. We do, like I said, the classes back there, the wine tasting.
Do you ever go out to somebody's house and cook up?
Oh, yeah. We have a extensive catering wing that we're, again, really looking forward to that, getting back up and going.
And I bet your friends really love you, like the guy that called, Chris Brown.
It is interesting how all the kids want to come over to McGowan's on Saturday night when because we're closed Sundays, so what's left in the case comes home with us. It's a seafood feast every Saturday night. So
good for the friends.
Yeah, right.
Folks, we got Rob here from McGowan & Sons Seafood and Provisions out of Valparaiso, and we invite you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Here on Lakeshore Public Radio, this is Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and Captain Sharon Jackson. Give us a call. And you know what? Rob's got a gift card to send out to you to try some of his delicious seafood. Why don't you tell everybody what you brought in, because none of it's there anymore. So can you remember it?
Sure. So we made some of the ceviche we talked about, the snapper and scallop ceviche, some Caribbean red snapper. I made up a couple of maki rolls, sushi rolls. One of them has, we took some of our king crab legs that you were talking about, broke those down in some avocado, and then the other one is a spicy tuna roll. There's some of the Ora King salmon and the number one ahi tuna that's raw, that's just sashimi style. I think I see a few peel and eat shrimp over there. That's something that we... Thank you. I'm getting a thumbs up.
Yeah.
We have the peel and eat shrimp every day in the case. We go through lots. Boy, I think we went through, over the holidays, about 300 pounds of shrimp in on Christmas
Valparaiso
Eve.
Valparaiso is a seafood eating place, isn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're really fortunate. We're very thankful for all the support of everybody, especially with, you know, the changes in our business model of not doing the catering and the
right.
parties. But people are eating at home, you know.
Right.
And they want to know how to cook. And
so where are you throwing that boil for your shrimp?
So we make a boil seasoning in-house.
Okay.
Which I keep a little container of Old Bay around.
Okay.
Just to let people try the uh-huh. difference. And I don't put any salt in mine, so it's all flavor. So that you put that in the water. I do andouille sausage.
Oh, wow.
I do potatoes and corn. And then I'll usually do shrimp, but we've done it with...
Every once in a while you want to cook a steak or anything?
Oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, yeah. There's
surf and turf it?
No. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. We don't eat fish every day, for
sure. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you're pretty much a seafood aficionado. Mm-hmm. Is it good to eat seafood every day, you think?
Well, I don't think it's good to eat anything to excess or uh-huh. do anything to excess. I would say...
Because you always hear the iodine, the mercury level.
Sure. I think that, you know, as long as you're kind of balancing what you're doing, but I think that I always feel a lot better when I'm eating fish and seafood afterwards. And, you know, I think
it's lighter.
It's lighter. It, you know.
It oils the inside of your body. It does.
Gives you a nice shiny coat.
Because
right?
it's fish oil. I take it every day.
It is.
I tell you what, if I didn't take that fish oil, my knees would be aching me all the time. I tell you about it all the time, Sharon.
I know.
You got to hear my moaning and groaning. Who we got on the phone?
Let's not talk. You're Greek.
I know. Yeah. Let's not talk about me. Who we got on the phone?
We have Emily from Valparaiso.
Hi, Emily. Emily.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yes. I'm doing so good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We got this whole table full of seafood, and since I never get to eat first because I get all nervous about the show, which I shouldn't, it's all gone. So I'm going to have to.
There's a few pieces over there.
I'll get over there.
I'm jealous. I wish I helped you empty it.
So you got a question for Rob?
I sure do. First of all, I just wanted to say that I love how easy you make it for you to assist your customers, because it's an anxiety I have going in to try anything new. My husband loves fish, and I'm just like, I don't want anything that, you know, tastes or smells too fishy, and I never know what to get or how to cook it. So I just love how easy you guys make it for your customers.
Well,
that's
thanks.
So wonderful.
Thanks.
And then I'm just, you know, wondering about the sustainability. I was recently reading about the Marine Stewardship Council's label.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, you know, what would you say the majority of your fish is sustainable, or all of it? Where are you guys at on that?
I would say very close to all of it. The one fish that I'm happy that we've been able to bring back in is the Chilean sea bass I was talking about earlier. I don't know if you remember back in the mid-90s, that was all the rage in every restaurant menu. Mm-hmm. And then I think it went either on the endangered species list or very close to it for a while. They've now worked out, like you said, the sustainability and, you know, they're limiting the catches. So I would say that, I mean, really, all the fish that we have in there, I try to keep a pretty good eye on. You know, I'm not bringing in anything that's way overfished. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a couple of other things like the redfish from the Copper Shoals in the Gulf of Mexico was overfished for a while, but they've worked to bring that back. So we'll occasionally bring some of that in.
So when you go awesome. When you go to McGowan's and Sons Seafood and Provisions, What kit do you like to get pick up?
I haven't ventured to your store yet. I was loving that. I came in the middle, so I didn't get to listen to it all, but I have just been loving everything I've been hearing, and I love the idea of your to-go kits. I'm definitely, or your prepared, semi-prepared, whatever you call it. I'm definitely going to be stopping in to pick some of those up.
Rob has something else to entice you to go into his establishment.
Well, we also...
Well, we got a gift card.
I got a gift card for you, but I was also going to say, even if you don't want to cook, I should mention this. Yeah. Since we really kind of ramped this up since COVID hit, but we have a to-go menu also. So we...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we prepare everything from, like, blackened and jerk-rub shrimp to we have a couple of fish sandwiches. We have a fantastic salmon burger.
You got a great crab cake. It's like a half a pound or something like that.
Oh, that's right. The crab cake's once a month. Now, that's a once a month thing that you take home and cook. But the to-go menu, you can find that on our website.
Or they got a great Facebook, too.
Yeah, or on Facebook. Facebook is awesome. And occasionally we'll run some specials, but we've got some fish sandwiches that we do. We've got cooked, you know, we can just do a seared piece of fish for you or scallops. So, yeah, your options are there. We can do it all for you. We can give you everything you need to make it successful at home.
So they can cook it for you. You can go there and shop for it, or you can get the kit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm definitely looking forward to stopping in soon. Thank you so much.
Well, we'll see you there, Emily. Thanks.
We'll be sending you out a gift card, okay? Thank you very much.
I really appreciate that. Have a good day.
I appreciate you calling in. Folks, we only got like maybe 9 minutes left. 769-957. It went fast, didn't it, Rob?
It was fast.
No, very fast.
Always fast. 769-9577. Give us a call here on Let's Eat, 89.1 FM. And we have Rob McGowan in from McGowan and Sons Seafood and Provisions out of Valparaiso. He took his time out. He fed everyone in the studio, and he's got gift cards if you call in and ask him, give him a good question.
Yeah, you know, one time I was in South Padre Island. We just happened to walk up on these people cleaning these red fish, and they pulled out the throats of the fish and gave it to us on ice. It was delicious.
Oh, like the cheeks or the collars?
Yeah. Grouper cheeks are big, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Fish throat. It was delicious.
You know what I'm waiting for? Halibut fisheries have opened, I think, last week, the Alaskan halibut fisheries, and the halibut cheeks that we get are fantastic.
Oh, we're talking about cheeks. So somebody gets seafood. What should they look at to make sure it's fresh?
Well, you want to make sure that it is, I guess, glossy.
Right.
It shouldn't be dried out or tacky. It shouldn't smell at all. It should, you know, it shouldn't look discolored. It shouldn't look, you know, kind of grayish or those sort of things. And if, you know, I think the,
how about the eyeballs?
Oh, if you're getting a whole fish. Yeah, absolutely. Whole fish, you want it to be, you know, the eyeballs should look clear. Like
they're looking at you.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you?
Yeah, exactly. Right. And like I said, you'll be able to see. If, you know, the scales look kind of dry, you don't want that, right?
I used to put my finger on the body of it, even if it was a fillet, and press down. And if my fingerprint came right back up, I considered it fresh.
Yep.
But if your fingerprint stays in it, it's probably a little bit getting old.
Well, I think the health department might frown on us allowing everyone to stick their fingers into the fish. But
I'm talking on top of the skin.
I get your idea, though. Yeah, a couple things you brought up. You brought up crab cakes. That's been a huge thing since last we talked. We've started doing these crab cakes once a month, and we do them usually the last Thursday of every month. We're doing 500 or 600 of these crab cakes each time we do it.
Wow!
And it's they're delicious. They're about a half pound. They're the size of a baseball.
What kind of crab do you use?
I use Super Lump.
Okay.
Blue Swimmer crab, and They're dynamite, and I would suggest coming down and checking them out.
And they're raw, so you have to cook them at home.
Yeah, but we have all the instructions for you. We send you with a little panko, and we make a really awesome remoulade to go with them, and they're super easy to fry.
Everyone says remoulade. Isn't remoulade just like tartar sauce, too?
No.
Who do we got on the line?
It's Sharita from Portage.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Real good, real good. We got just about maybe 5 minutes. You got a question for Rob from McGowan & Sons out of Valparaiso?
I do. You just mentioned that you do a lot of things that you actually prepare. I have never had very good luck with ceviche. Do you prepare that for takeout?
Next Friday is one of the things that's on our menu, our spring break menu. I don't do ceviche too often. I kind of like to mix things up. But yeah, if you come in next Friday, or I would suggest actually if you're interested in ordering some, call down to the store on Wednesday or Thursday, and we'll set some aside for you. And I think you'll looks like you're gonna have a gift card to come in and do that anyway. So,
so you're gonna get a gift card to get some ceviche. You can get some ceviche from McGowan's and Sons and Seafood and Provisions. And then when you're there, they can tell you probably what the best seafood to use, probably the mixture of the acid or the citrus and the oils that they use to make the ceviche.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this guy's a book full of knowledge, especially all about seafood. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds absolutely wonderful.
Okay, so we're going to send you out a gift card to McGowan's and Son Seafood and Provisions out of Valparaiso.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks,
so Sarita. Much.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
So somebody just sent me a question over, and they said, can somebody bring in seafood and you cook it?
No.
Okay. And you know what, folks, the reason why is because if you bring in seafood and say there's something wrong with it and Rob doesn't know it and cooks it and gives it to you, you get sick, who are you going to blame?
Well, it's also, you know, everything that we bring into the store has to be...
on a lot number.
It has to be, prepared or, you know, broken down in a USDA-approved facility. That's been the really hard thing with real, you know, kind of a last thing here. We've been trying to bring in lake perch, regularly, and it's tough because, you know, I have buddies that go out fishing and they can bring it in, and
but you can't get it from them.
Well, we can't do that because it has to be certified. It has to be prepared or
now you
clean
keep,
in a proper
and,
way.
And a good seafood.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about
they
that,
keep the
that
lot.
Process.
You keep like lot tickets, right?
Sure.
So.
Yep.
If there's ever a problem,
absolutely.
I mean, throughout the whole industry, they know to go. You know, hey, it was this lot, and it goes back to the fishery.
Yeah,
and stuff
like that. We keep all those tickets in a file for 90 days.
Okay.
And so you know, with the lake perch, we've been trying to get it out of Lake Superior. It's been very difficult. Occasionally, we'll get lucky and we'll get a shipment in, and it goes fast. But
we only got a few minutes left.
Sure.
So pairings, you help people out with seafood pairings with their wines? And
absolutely, yep. We've got a number of great wines. We've got a lot of natural wines that are, real interesting. Everyone in the store is real knowledgeable about, you know, if you have questions about what wine would go with a fish or even just for drinking, getting into rosé season coming up here too. So we'll have a bunch of new offerings there.
Real quick again, we're going to have a caller here and we'll answer her question real quick, but why don't you give everyone your address, your phone number?
Sure.
Hours operation.
Yeah, McGowan & Sons Seafood and Provisions. It's 1607 Burlington Beach Road in Valparaiso, Indiana. It's a big blue building. It's got a big orange crab on the side. Our phone number is 219-299-2336. We're open Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 6, and Saturday from 10:30 to 4.
And you close Sundays.
Close Sundays.
Time to rest.
Yeah.
Who do we got? Last caller.
Another Valpo caller, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I like walleye fish, but I'm wondering what its calorie count is like versus salmon.
You know, I'm not sure off the top of my head what the calorie count is for an 8-ounce piece of walleye versus salmon. If I had to guess, I would think that salmon probably, since it's a little fattier, might have a little bit more calorie thing going on. Walleye is one of the leanest fish and one of the mildest fish that we carry.
So that must be why I like it.
So, Laura, we're at the end of the show. I hate to cut you off, but... Rob from McGowan & Sons Seafood and Provisions is going to send you out a gift card so you can go into the store and ask them and look at all this fresh seafood. How does that sound?
Well, I've got walleye and salmon in there today. So,
wonderful.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
Rob, here you go. You got the last word here.
Well, thank you guys very much. Again, I'd like to thank everyone that's supported us especially over the last year with the pandemic. We're so grateful to everybody. I'd like to thank Leslie for...
Oh, I want to thank Leslie too for keeping in touch with me
and for putting up with me and holding the fort together all the time. That my job's easy. I'm just cooking. She's taking care of everything else. You know, she's doing everything. And thank the boys. You may see them this summer down at the store for their summer jobs and our awesome staff. That's what makes it happen. So thanks for having me on, guys.
I want to thank Rob from McGowan & Sons Seafood and Provision out of Valparaiso. I encourage everyone to go there, especially if you're scared and cooking some seafood. He's got all the answers for you. He's got fresh seafood brought in daily. And have a safe weekend. Have a fun weekend. Yasu!